In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, Wednesday afternoon, halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We're talking about the government shutdown. You know, we talked about this yesterday with a professor of economics, and he said you're really not going to feel it, especially if it's not a long shutdown. I don't feel anything. I don't think anybody really feels anything unless you're a federal worker, and then you're either at work or you're not at work. And if you're not at work, you're ultimately going to get paid, but you're not getting a paycheck during the shutdown, depending on how long it is. And I guess we just have to hope that cooler heads prevail and that the two sides come together and settle this. I mean, they can. And just one of the things that we're lacking, and it's not just with the politicians, it's with the American people. We're lacking the art of compromise. And somehow compromising, whether it's with the politicians or the people, nobody wants to compromise. Nobody wants to even listen to the other side. When I say nobody, I mean, obviously that's an exaggeration, because there are some people who do want to listen to the other side and who do want to do the right thing. But think about the competitive nature of politics today. And I think about people who respond to this show, or people who respond to videos that I post on Substack or Scoot on the Air Facebook or Instagram. A lot of the comments are from people who don't want to compromise. They don't want to hear anything else. They just know what they know, and that's it. And that's the way the politicians are. And it's kind of sad. But as we talk about this breakdown, if you are a federal worker, and if you're not working or you're working, I'd love to talk to you about how you feel about this and about how it's affecting you. And also, can anybody in the New Orleans area or here in the Gulf South, can anybody say that the shutdown of the government is really going to affect them? Maybe there's some way this is going to affect people here in New Orleans or the Gulf South, and maybe we haven't considered that. There might be a way that it's affecting you, and we're not thinking about that. So I'd love to talk to you if the government shutdown has an impact on you. Your family, your job, your life, what you want to do. How are you affected by this, like right now, as it starts? And if it goes on for a while, how do you think you're going to be affected? Right here in New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, I want to talk about this new poll that is out from Fox News. And there's really no change. Helena Moreno is in the lead at 51%. Oliver Thomas is at 16%. Royce Duplessis is at 11%. And Frank Janusa is at 7%. So let's add up all those who are not voting for Helena Moreno. And that adds up to 34. So if you take all the people who are not voting, and this does not include undecideds here, but if you take those who are voting for Oliver Thomas, Duplessis, and Janusa, it's 34%. That's not even close to Helena Moreno's 51%. So if she scores, look, my understanding, she scores over 50%, then she wins. But if she doesn't get over 50%, then there's going to be a runoff with her and the second place candidate. And so, you know, I wonder if anything's going to happen with Oliver Thomas and Royce DuPlessis to where, you know, maybe one agrees. And this is how politics works. You know, they decide, one decides to endorse the other. But if you win, then I'm going to become part of the administration. That's kind of the way politics works. And then, you know, I wonder about the undecided people. And I wonder if some people are undecided because they feel like they should innately vote for the African-American candidate, but they really think Helena Moreno is the best candidate. And I hope people are not conflicted over skin color. Because as I've talked about from the beginning of this scenario where there's a white female and two prominent opponents, the next two most popular opponents are African-American. I've talked about this idea that there may be an allegiance to skin color. And I wonder if there are some undecideds who don't want to say, but they really want to vote for Helena Moreno, but they're reluctant to say because they feel like maybe they should vote for a black candidate. And I hope that's not the case. I hope people are not voting for Helena Moreno because she's white. And I hope there are people who are not voting against her because she's white. It should be about the best candidate. So if you want to join us with a comment about the mayor's race as well, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Election coming up October the 11th. And here we are, October the 1st. 504-260-1870. Let's go to Steve in Covington. Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How are we doing this afternoon, Scoot?
I'm good, Steve.
My son is an air traffic controller.
Uh-huh.
And all of them are talking about going on strike because our Congress and senators are getting paid, and they're not. And they're still having to work.
Well, you know, that's another thing that's just so hypocritical. Maybe during the shutdown, maybe nobody on Capitol Hill should be paid. So they maybe have a greater incentive. They have a greater incentive to settle this.
But can you imagine they shut down the entire nation's air?
You know, I think the last time this happened was 1980. And Ronald Reagan was just becoming president, and he fired all of them. And it was a way to sort of break the union that had been sort of in control at the time. I don't have all the specific information in front of me, but this is from my recollection.
They're not a union right now.
Yeah, no, they were. And Reagan busted that union. You know, the other thing that is being talked about is that the current president is talking about maybe using this as an opportunity to get rid of a lot of jobs. But, I mean, they can only do so much when it comes to getting rid of some air traffic controllers because they have to have them.
They're a federal agency.
Yeah. So, Steve, your son is working. Do you know if your son works paycheck to paycheck?
No, he does not.
Okay. Yeah, because air traffic controllers, they can make a good salary. But they're talking about striking.
They're talking about walking out.
Yeah, that's a strike.
just like Congress and Senate did. If they can walk out, we can walk out.
Well, what if they walk out? What would happen? They're planes in the air.
They said they're going to give them a 12-hour notice. You better find a place to land those planes.
Wow, I had not heard that. Ian, do you know if that has been in the news? Oh, I'm sorry, Ian's on another call there.
No, it hasn't been in the news.
Yeah, I have not heard that in the news. So this is just talk among air traffic controllers, and you know this because your son's an air traffic controller.
Yes.
Yeah. That would not be good. I mean, that would be turmoil.
It would shut down transportation throughout the United States.
Yeah.
As far as air traffic.
Yeah.
It'd be another 9/11.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people wouldn't die, and it wouldn't be it wouldn't be as dramatic as 9/11, but it would certainly be a dramatic thing.
Saying.
But Steve,
it would be similar.
Steve, I want you to I mean, in terms of the shutdown about planes not moving. Yeah, I guess so. Would you stay in touch with us and let us know if you hear any more?
I will.
Okay, I appreciate that, Steve. So Steve's son isn't. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Okay, well, no, I just appreciate the call. And just keep us in touch with what you hear from your son. Steve's son is an air traffic controller. He said there's talk amongst them about walking out, about striking. That would be a major, major problem in our country. Let's go to Eric in Biloxi. Hey, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoo. How you doing today?
I'm good.
This is happening when you give people too much power. And then they get arrogant. Then they get this pride about them. And they forget who put them in office. The American people didn't sign up for this. This infighting has been going on for the last, 50 or 60 years. And you know, people talking about the devil in church, the devil in school. The devil is in the White House. That's the satanic spirit that they're dealing with. You mean to tell me you got master degrees, doctorate degrees, and this is personal school. It's not about money. This is a personal agenda. And people are suffering. Like you said, some people are working from paycheck to paycheck. This is the same as it's great for the American people to vote people in year after year and those same results.
Eric, do you perceive how this shutdown would affect you on the Mississippi Gulf Coast if it continues?
Sure, because, you know the Gulf Coast really is just not really where you have big manufacturing jobs. So to say, like some of the big cities, you know what I mean? And you know, like in Biloxi and Ocean Springs, basically, Teachley Air Force Base here and the casinos, it really was keeping this town afloat on that end, to be honest with you. You have a lot of regular paying jobs, like for the Air Force Base, Teachley, I mean, it's right here, and it really have an adverse effect on a lot of the employment situation.
Well, it's my understanding that the military is being paid. Some people are being paid. The military is being paid.
Yeah.
Again, there are a lot of people not being paid. Erica, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Roy, who's in Houma. Roy, welcome to WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon.
Back around, I had retired, and a big trip my wife and I took was to go to Hawaii for retirement. They had a government shutdown when we got there. I was unable to go see the memorial for the Arizona, and we were unable to go to the Volcano National Park. And we went on to Missouri, and we're 300 feet away. And being a veteran, I was so mad that I could not walk on that hollow ground and pay my respects because the idiots in Washington. That's maybe 2 weeks. Everybody got paid. But yet, you know how long they saved money to go to Hawaii back in 2010?
Yeah, no, I can imagine. And you know, here you wanted to, honor the U.S. government at a time when the U.S. government wasn't honoring you.
That's right. And as far as Reagan, he did fire those air traffic controllers. No planes crashed. They called in the military guys to direct traffic. And it really went pretty smooth when you consider how many flights they had. Now, that was 1980. You might have twice as many flights now. So
yeah,
it could be a problem if they all walk up. But, hey, you take a problem, you do your actions, you suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
Reagan fired them.
Well, he did. I remember that. I was doing music radio at the time, so I wasn't that heavily involved in politics. But I do remember talking about that. They were fired. And basically, Reagan broke the union. And that was a big deal. Republicans in general are anti-union and Democrats in general are pro-union. That doesn't mean that there are not people on both sides who feel differently from their side. But that was a very, very big deal, busting that union. It said basically, the union calls for them to go on strike and Reagan fires all of them. And so what does the union do? I mean, the union was just sitting there not able to do anything because, their bluff was called.
Yeah. And I worked for the Treasury's Union as an IRS employee, and we sued. Well, right before I started working for them, they sued Nixon instead of going on strike and actually won a court case where Nixon was trying to screw him over, and they took him to court and won without having to go on strike.
All right, so you're in Homer, Roy. You don't feel any effect of the shutdown yet, do you?
Oh, no. And even if my Social Security check doesn't come in, I was prudent, and I have about a year's worth of Social Security checks. That I, not just that, but I save my money for 1 year's worth of income. If something happens,
that's great.
I can survive for
that's
at
nice.
Least a year.
Well, a lot of people, not in your in your situation. And look, let's make sure that everybody knows the Social Security checks are going to keep coming. There's no reason to believe that they're not going to come. Roy, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. You know, this whole thing is about money. I mean, they're arguing about, you know, money here, money there, and it's about money. So much in life is about money. And it really comes down to this political game, this one-upsmanship that's being played right now in this political theater, and you and I are sitting in the audience, and we have little control over what's going to happen. But it's embarrassing that in America, they're playing political games, and it has led to this government shutdown. And, you know, if it doesn't go on for long, we're all going to be okay. There are going to be some big problems if it goes on for a while. Do you have a sense it's going to end soon? I don't have that sense, but I don't think they can afford to let it go on very long. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on a Wednesday afternoon, and we'll be right back.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On WWL. So we just heard from a caller who said his son is an air traffic controller, and there is talk now. This is not in the news, apparently, but there's talk among air traffic controllers about walking out. They're so frustrated with this. They're talking about walking out. If that happens, that's major. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Hey, I want to remind you that, you know, you can register to win tickets to the Saints game. The next Saints game is Sunday in the Caesars Superdome, the Saints and the Giants. I think this is the Saints' first win of the season. I think the Saints win. I think Spencer Rattler gets his first victory. And I think the defense shuts down Jackson Dart, the new rookie quarterback from Ole Miss, who's now the starting quarterback for the Giants. it would be nice to be there, right? Well, you can be there. We've got premium tickets for you, two of them, and also a pair of passes to the VIP tailgate party from Bullseye Event Group. It's in Benson Tower, right across from the Dome, overlooking Champion Square. Just really great food from celebrity chef Aaron May, and premium liquor. I mean, the top-of-the-line stuff, whatever you want, the top-of-the-line stuff, they've got it. So you could get a nice little buzz, get nice and full, and then just walk over to the Dome and enjoy the game. So two Saints tickets to the Giants game and two passes to the VIP tailgate party at Benson Tower. And you can register once a day. So you've got today and tomorrow to register. So make sure you register every day for these. And just go to wwl.com/contest with an S and register to win. That's wwl.com/contest with an S. And good luck from Saints Radio, WWL. We're talking about the mayor's poll, the latest one that's out from Fox 8. Helena Moreno at 51%, and this coincides with other polls that have come out recently. Oliver Thomas, very disappointing, 16%. You know, he's been a councilman. I think expected to do a lot better than this. He was counting on support from Mayor Cantrell. I mean, he's done everything he can to stay close to her and to kind of kiss up to her over time, even when there's been controversy. Oliver Thomas has bent over backwards to support her. And I know he wanted her support and he wanted her voters. He's at 16%. And right now, with the federal indictments, man, he was climbing up the wrong tree because he can't ask her for anything. An endorsement from Cantrell, I think, would be disastrous. And he's only at 16%. Royce Duplessis at 11%. And Frank Janusa, I think that's the Republican in the race. He's at 7%. All right. We're also talking about the government shutdown. Let's go to Brown, who's in New Orleans East. Hey, Brown, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoop. This Reverend Brown, man. Look, let me tell you. First of all, I don't want to legitimize the negativity of some of these people who are trying to interject the race card, but then a campaign that I have not seen a whole lot of issues about.
Good.
Who's white, who's black.
That's good.
Okay, what you saw when that letter was sent out, that was a goof somebody made, have nothing to do with Helena Moreno campaign. We are not in a lawsuit or anything. So but black people and white people alike, and Asians, she have built a coalition around all ethnic groups. They have no problem with her. And the Good. Thing about it, she have did more for black people than both of them combined. Let me just give you one thing she did. She actually helped with the Garden Plaza contaminated landfill crises that the Garden Plaza residents was going through during that time. Nobody wanted to mess with that. And then look at New Orleans East. When people who were living in these dilapidated apartments, she took out her time and went there and enforced the landowners to renovate those apartments. And other things, I'm just naming a few. Okay, now they have attacked me, say I was a sellout and all that.
Okay, well, wait, but see that, you know, when people call you a sellout, Reverend Brown, that's their way of injecting race into this. I mean, you should be free to vote for whoever you want to vote for.
No, let me break it down to you, Alistair Riley.
All right.
I'm a sellout because some of the activists want to see a color rather than leadership.
Right.
Rather than transparency.
I understand.
Rather than, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
They want to see a color representing them. I tried to explain. I got a call in the campaign. I'm not speaking for the campaign. The campaign asked me to refrain from, you know, writing about the ethnicity thing. Helena want to focus on crime. She want to focus on education, building an economy that works for everybody. She's going to be inclusive, black, white, Hispanic. Everybody going to enjoy prosperity within her administration.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
If she wins, I understand. I'm supporting her. I'm not. Wasn't given the authorization to speak on her behalf.
I understand.
But I am supporting her.
All right.
And I know she's going to win on October 11th. Thank you, Reverend.
Well, Reverend Brown, I appreciate the call. And look, I'm not trying to make race an issue, but look, you can't be afraid to talk about the elephant in the room. I mean, I'm from New Orleans. I followed politics for a long time here. It's not ridiculous to think that for some people this is an issue. At least it's something that, you know, is worth talking about. And I just want to remind people that just because you share skin color with somebody doesn't mean the person you share skin color with is the person who is going to best represent you. There have been people of color who have taken advantage of people of color in office and in business. And there's no guarantee that a person of color is going to be the best representative of people of color. So, again, it's not unheard of that this would be an issue. And so I just, you know, sometimes we talk about this on the show because I want everybody to vote for who they think is the best candidate, and just not be afraid to vote because somebody might not share your skin color. I mean, we've got to get beyond that in New Orleans. And I don't know that everybody has. In fact, I know that not everybody has. So that's why it's a legitimate issue. Let's go to Virginia. And Clark, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, like, I'm frustrated around the government shutdown, and it's time for the states to start finding the representatives that can't do a budget, because for work, I have to budget, and I have to keep below a certain budget. If they can't do it, then they shouldn't be in that job, or they should be fined to where they don't get a salary for as long as it is. For every day it's not, they don't, the government shut down, they shouldn't get paid at all.
Well, and I agree. I don't like the idea that members of Congress are being paid through this whole thing. You know, if they look, the members of Congress, most of them don't need their paycheck. I mean, their paycheck is extra because they all become millionaires. Well, not all of them, but many of them become millionaires when they get in office. And we've talked about how that can happen. But they still should be denied money just like everybody else. Now, they would get the paycheck after it's all over, but They should be in the same situation that other federal workers are in, and it's just the height of hypocrisy for them to be shutting down the government and they're not affected by it, but every other federal worker is affected by that, and that's just not fair.
Yeah, well, I want a fine on top of it because they need to pay for it. You need to get fined for it. If you can't do your job, you shouldn't have that job. And you need to get docked your pay, plus you need to actually pay a fine. Because you're doing it year after year, every time, every chance you get, you're going to go and do it again. All right. Your next year's fine is going to be double.
Have you felt any aspect of the shutdown today?
No, nothing with me.
Yeah, me neither. But I haven't. I don't notice anything.
It's just, I think it's disrespectful for all the constituents.
You know, that's a really great way to describe it. They are being disrespectful to us. It is. It's disrespect. It's a great way to describe it.
Yeah. We put in there with trust, and it's supposed to be you're supposed to work for the people. It's a government by the people for the people, but no, you're not. And you need to respect us, and there should be penalties and fines attached to every day. And as it grows, that each day it's 10% on top of that. We're going to throw another 10% fine on top of that. If the states start acting and not paying them and then fining them for it, then maybe they'll wake up. Because, hey, you need to travel in your state to be a constituent, I mean, to represent your constituents. Well, maybe you need to show up in court as well.
Clark, I understand your frustration. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you listening in Virginia. And I want to remind you that you can find us anywhere. You can go to WWL.com and click on Listen Live, or you can download the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. Download the Audacy app, download the iHeartRadio app, or download TuneIn. And you've got us right there on your phone, wherever you have your phone, and we know you have your phone wherever you are. But yeah, I mean, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful for them to do this. And look, if you think about it, the Republicans control Congress. They control the White House. It seems to me that mathematically, if they really wanted to avoid this shutdown, They could have done that. But it shows that, all Republicans are not on the same page. And, you know, before Donald Trump sort of rallied Republicans around this new energy in the Republican Party, we talked about this on the show. A lot of people may have short memories, but Republicans were battling each other. I mean, there was a big civil war within the Republican Party. And they, you know, they found this leader to rally around. And while not all Republicans and conservatives agree with Trump on a lot of different matters, he really was a force that did bring a lot of Republicans together. But if the Republicans control everything, then they should have been able to avoid the shutdown. But a couple of Republicans, excuse me, did not side with the Republicans. So there's a little bit of a division there. But I love the way that caller from Virginia said it. It's disrespectful. And they're getting paid. And again, it might not, practically speaking, it might not mean anything, but it is disrespectful for them to be paid, but the other federal workers are not being paid. Again, I'd still love to talk to any federal workers who are in the New Orleans area or the Gulf South who are directly affected by this. You're a federal worker. Are you working? Are you not working? And how do you feel about this? All right. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On this day, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, in 1983, the album American Fool was the number one album in the country. And the single from the album, Jack and Diane, was the number one song in the country. Remember when this was released? Great song. John Mellencamp started out as John Cougar. You know, that was his stage name, John Cougar. And then he became John Cougar Mellencamp, and then they just dropped the whole Cougar thing. And there's a really interesting story about how he really started to get publicity in the beginning. It was really a brilliant plan that actually worked. I'll talk about that one afternoon. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air, and I'm glad you're with us Wednesday afternoon, and we're coming right back. This is WWL.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of that. You know, it's coming from both sides. Again, you know, the Republicans do control everything, so you would have thought that they could have all come together, united together, and prevented the shutdown, but that didn't happen. And, you know, I think in a way both sides are enjoying this, and maybe that's the worst part of this. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Biff, who is a government employee. Biff, I appreciate you calling in. Tell me what you don't have to be specific, but tell me what you do for the government. Hello, Biff.
Yeah, I...
Okay, go ahead.
It's Jeff.
Oh, okay, Jeff.
But yeah, I am a mechanical engineer for the Navy at Stennis Space Center.
Okay, but are you associated with the military? Are you in the military? So you get paid?
No, not in the military. Okay. I work for the Department of, War now, but the Department of Defense.
Okay. Are you not being paid right now?
Not being paid.
Okay. How does that feel?
But I mean, it stinks because bills don't stop. You get back pay, but life continues. But I'm exempt because I'm mission critical, but that means that I have to drive to Stennis Space Center every day. So you still use gas, money, you still use all the, your resources, and you're still not getting paid, but you still have to show up to work and do your job, though you're not getting paid.
So as somebody who is directly affected by this, what's your perspective of the politics that's at play here?
Oh, both sides are at fault. I mean, I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I voted for him, but have my worries with him. You know, I don't agree with everything he's doing. But I just think both sides have been through four shutdowns now. Republicans and Democrats, both of them, they just play politics and they use us as pawns. And they still get paid. And that's what the worst thing about it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. What are the conversations going on with you and your fellow workers who are not being paid during the shutdown?
It's kind of like demoralizing. You know, it's like, what do you, okay, I got to show up to work regular times. And then, you kind of don't want to do your job because, you're not getting paid. You know, what's the incentive, really,
But you're going to be paid in the end, but do you work paycheck to paycheck?
No. I mean, I got enough to pay the bills for a while, but but still, though, Donald Trump's shutdown in, 2018, 2019 was like 32 days or so. I mean, you don't work for a month, and then, bills and everything continues to happen. You know, if your truck breaks down, that's dipping into your savings and whatnot.
Right.
But also, they've told us that we cannot go search for a job unless we get it approved by the government. So if you go get another job, let's just say as a waiter or a bartender real quick to make some extra cash, you can get in trouble for that because you did not get that approved by your agency.
Do you fear that your job is in jeopardy, that because of this layoff, this shutdown, that they might look for an opportunity to lay you off permanently?
There has been little talks about that. From what I'm hearing, is a grade-based system. So if we always have to do two grade-based appraisal reviews type thing yearly. And so if you score poorly on that, basically if you're not doing your job and your supervisors know this and they grade you poorly, there's threats that, DOGE can come in and cut your job. Yeah.
So you feel free.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm good.
You feel secure.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, well, it's interesting to talk to a federal worker in this area who is directly impacted by this. And you know, the idea that you're going to get money down the road, I mean, that's comforting to some degree. But I understand, and you use the word demoralizing, I understand that it would feel demoralizing to go to work knowing that, right now you're not getting a paycheck. And I'm sure there are people that you work with who are literally working paycheck to paycheck, and they're going to have a hard time paying their bills.
So I feel for the people that just got jobs this year that are, getting paid, let's just say, $14 an hour or something, and they don't have a nest egg saved up. You know, we got a couple of people right out of college
Right.
And, you know, they don't have a nest egg right now. So you're kind of screwing them over and everything. And it's just, I don't know. This shutdown's different than the other one. So I've been, like I said, through now 4 shutdowns. Every other one, I've had to come to work, sign a piece of paper, then go home, and you just stay at home and basically wait till the government opens. There was so much, like, unknown about this. We didn't find out till late this afternoon exactly what the plan was. It was just very unorganized compared to past furloughs.
Why do you think this time it was unorganized?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. It's the government for you.
Yeah, look, I feel badly for you. And look, I agree with you on the hypocrisy that the politicians who caused this, they're getting paid while other federal workers are not being paid. I mean, that's the height of hypocrisy.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not just one side. I know the Republicans could have gotten 2 votes for this one. I know that the Democrats are really strong and out, holding out on some of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's both sides. I've been through Obama's furlough, 2 of Donald Trump's furloughs, now 3 of Donald Trump's. It's both sides, really.
Well, in the past, when there's been the threat of a shutdown, I said, hey, don't worry about it. They're going to come together at the last minute, and all this is politics, but they're going to come together at the last minute, and there's going to be no shutdown. But this time, I felt something was different, and I said yesterday, I think there's going to be a shutdown. I think it's going to happen. So, Jeff, I hope things work out for you, and I appreciate the call. All right, if you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You know, again, the height of hypocrisy is that the politicians get paid, but the other federal workers are not being paid. It's sad that this is a political play, and you and I are in the audience, and we're being forced to watch a play we don't even care about watching. And the ending of the play can't come soon enough. I sure hope it's sooner rather than later, but I have a feeling that politics is going to cause this to maybe go on longer than it should. We'll be right back on WWL. Coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about something that Pope Leo said. And it's concerning those who consider themselves to be pro-life. Are you really pro-life? Well, you might believe that you're pro-life, but according to the new Pope, Pope Leo, you might not be actually pro-life. I'll explain when we come back. Also, I want to mention that Gambit has a really good voter guide on the candidates, especially the top 3 mayoral candidates, and you can check that out. Just look at the cover. It's got pictures of the 3 candidates, and it says 2025 voter guide. So, you know, check that out if you want some clarity. Gambit does a great job with this, and they've got that voter guide in there, and just it's a great summary of all of the candidates that are running. So you might want to check that out. All right, a lot more still to come in the next hour. Also, we're going to touch on this controversy in the WNBA, and it's getting a lot of attention, so we'll get to that as well. And Keith Urban and Nicole have separated.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.